Bear mauling victim Forrest Wagner has been upgraded to fair condition, and the proposed Haynesboro budget heads to public hearings. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Jillian Rogers. Those stories and more up next. The University of Alaska professor who was mauled by a bear near Haynes a couple of weeks ago is now in fair condition at Providence Hospital in Anchorage. On April 18, 35-year-old Forrest Wagner was attacked by a brown bear sow with at least one cub. He was leading 9 students and 2 teaching assistants in a mountaineering course near Mount Emmerich. No one else was injured. Wagner was medevaced to Anchorage after a student used a satellite phone to call 911. The students were evacuated from the area by helicopter. Fish and game biologist Stephanie Sell plans to talk to Wagner and the students when they're ready to find out more about the incident. Sell says she's not been able to talk to anyone from the group yet. Over the past couple of weeks, Wagner's condition has improved from critical to fair. He was moved from the intensive care unit to the orthopedic unit at Providence last week. An online fundraising page for Wagner's medical expenses has raised more than $24,000 in about a dozen days. The Haynesboro Assembly hashed out the interim manager's proposed budget this week in a committee of the whole meeting. Among the discussion items were capital projects and the cruise ship head tax. Tuesday's meeting was the last chance for the committee of the whole to discuss the proposed budget before it heads to the first of 3 public hearings next week. The final budget is scheduled for adoption in mid-June. Assembly members made short work of the list of topics, lingering on only a few. One of them was water and sewer. The plan for refurbishing the wastewater treatment plant came up, of course, but rebuilding the shell over the plant still hinges on whether the legislature leaves in the $1 million earmark in Governor Bill Walker's proposed budget. Assemblymember Margaret Friedenauer then asked about setting money aside to deal with any potential water quality issues.
Do we have anything we need to plan for as far as lead? It's kind of the national issue right now, and I just want to put it out on the table. Do we have a problem with anything to do with lead in our water supply, and is it anything we need to plan for a study or work on?
Scott Bradford, the wastewater plant operator, said the borough tests for lead and copper about 10 times a year. He said lead is not an issue, but
last year we had 2 copper samples that came back high over the threshold, and so that has kicked us into increased testing now, where we're going to be testing 40 times a year.
Bradford added that while there's speculation, they're not really sure why the copper levels are higher than normal. The subject that garnered perhaps the most debate was the proposed waterfront trail from the Port Chilcoot dock to the small boat harbor. The budget calls for $45,000 from the Commercial Passenger Vessel Tax Fund, which is doled out based on cruise ship passengers and must be used for projects that serve cruise visitors for the trail design. Part of that chunk would also be used for the new pavilion once Lookout Park is relocated as part of the Small Boat Harbor expansion plan. Here's Assemblymember George Campbell.
I disagree with the trail. I'm glad that this part of this is going to the pavilion, but again, building anything else, I cannot agree with expanding our footprint.
His main concern is not necessarily that the CPV money is being used for the trail, but that the borough might be on the hook for future maintenance. And that's something the community cannot afford, he said.
It's a fallacy to be going after grant money to construct stuff when we can't right now. We don't have the income through taxes to pay for maintaining what we have built currently.
Assembly members Mike Case, Tresham Gregg, and Ron Jackson all spoke out in favor of going ahead with the beach path. They said it could offer an incentive for people to visit, thus boosting the local economy. Here's Gregg.
The whole thing could be very beautiful, and I think it's an important part of our economic draw, our waterfront is. So I think it's the very least that we should be doing to enhance our economic well-being.
At the tail end of the 90-minute session, Friedenauer asked for an update on how state funding for the borough is progressing. Gila Stewart, the borough's chief fiscal officer, said she feels fairly secure when it comes to Haynes' revenue-sharing allotment. Last year, the borough got more than $600,000 in state money through the revenue sharing program. Stewart says other chunks like that from the federal program Payment in Lieu of Taxes, or PILT, and the jail contract are set.
If we don't have anything on the expenditure side, like PERS, TERS change, I think we're sort of close. And I think it's important that we remember that the budget's a fluid document from year to year. I mean, if we're a little under this year, we can make it up another year.
The first public hearing on the manager's budget proposal is May 10th at the regular assembly meeting. To take a closer look at the budget, find the link at khns.org. This week, representatives from the Army will give another update on the effort to address contamination at the former Haynes Fuel Terminal and Tank Farm on Lutac Road. The contamination stems from the time of the Haynes-Fairbanks pipeline built by the Army in the 1950s. The Army's contractors conducted extensive testing at the site last year. In December, they presented preliminary results showing where they found potential pollutants in the soil. Contractor Arden Bailey spoke at the December meeting.
Yeah, we found contamination out there. But this is the end of the investigation period for the tank farm. And we're going to move on to how to clean it up. And so, you know, Dave and Bob and Brian came to us and said, find every dead body. Find any place that there's contamination that you can. And we did.
Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation Project Manager Anne-Marie Palmieri says in December, the Army said where they thought there might be pollution, but now they have more definitive results.
The results actually say, you know, how much benzene or diesel range organics were in each sample. So they can look at those values and compare those values with a number of different screening levels that we're currently looking at. And then, you know, kind of draw a circle around what we think the contaminated area extent is.
Palmieri says there will be more testing this summer. Gathering the data is a crucial step in the endeavor to clean up the area for good. A representative from the Army Corps of Engineers will also present at the meeting about a separate but related project. The Corps has identified two contaminated sites along the former pipeline route at about mile 15 and mile 23 of the Haynes Highway. The meeting of the Fuel Terminal Restoration Advisory Board is Thursday at 6:30 p.m. at the Chilkat Center. The Skagway Borough Assembly this week will consider what to do about the possibility of losing ferry service for 3 months. The Alaska Department of Transportation wants to refurbish the town's ferry dock this winter, but that could knock out service for 2 to 3 months. If the Assembly asks for the project to be delayed to next winter, Skagway might be able to retain some ferry service during the refurbishment. The Assembly will also discuss a meeting Mayor Mark Schaefer had with Department of Environmental Conservation officials and what to do next in talks with White Pass. Schaefer wants direction from the Assembly about whether to convene a meeting of the Port Commission and Borough staff to discuss options related to White Pass, ADA, and the mission to clean up contamination in the ore basin. A few resolutions are on the agenda for the Assembly's consideration. One would boost pay for the borough permitting official job. Current permitting official David Van Horn recently turned in his resignation. A memo from the borough manager says the upgrade will account for increased duties and responsibility. It would raise the official's annual starting salary from about $48,000 to $55,700, not including benefits. The other resolution would label an unnamed creek north of the Gold Rush Cemetery 3.5 Mile Creek. The naming would assist agencies studying the creek for ways to enhance coho salmon spawning habitat. There's also an executive session planned for negotiation of borough manager Scott Hahn's contract. The meeting is scheduled for Thursday at 7 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. The full agenda can be found at skagway.org. For KHNS News, I'm Jillian Rogers. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news anytime on our website at khns.org.